That tough start to the season for the Hastings Raiders wrestling team definitely got them going for the last week of action, now going 4-0 in their last four dual meets. Included in that four-match winning streak is a win against Section powerhouse Woodbury. Now the Raiders have a leg up in Section 3. A very happy head coach Tim Hanneberger of the Raiders joined Kitty WA Sports on Wednesday with a recap of the last four.
Yeah, we had a pretty phenomenal week. So last Thursday, we went to St. Thomas Academy, and I think I talked about it last week. They kind of got an up-and-coming team right now, so I knew that would be a good test for us. We wrestled really well against them, and we won that one by a pretty fair margin. And then followed it up with a win against Woodbury, who, like I said last week too, was probably our other toughest team in our section. So we ended up winning that one. I think the final was 42-33. So that's a great test for our kids and just kind of see where our team's at in the section. So that was really cool to see. We followed it up on Saturday. We had Roseville at home. They're really down right now. They don't have that big of a team right now. So we got a lot of their JV kids. We bumped them up to the varsity, and we took our JV kids, and we wrestled them on the varsity level. So it was really cool for a lot of our JV kids to get that varsity exposure, and they got a lot of varsity wins off of it, which is really nice. And it was really cool because a lot of our main starters sacrificed a couple wins in the season. They could have got a couple more wins on the record, but they sacrificed it for other kids on the team so they could get varsity wins, and eventually so our kids could letter, especially we only have 16 events this year, and they're all tries, so we don't have a lot of opportunities for kids to get their letter by getting two varsity wins. So a lot of our starters, like I said, sacrifice wins that they could have got for other kids on our team. So I love that unselfishness that our team has. So that was against Roseville, and then we followed that up with a win against Park, who once again is a section opponent. They had a really good team last year. A bunch of seniors graduated, though, so they're a little down this year. But once again, we were able to get a lot of our kind of backup JVs into the varsity lineup and got those kids a bunch of wins, too. We had kids walking away with two varsity wins. Someone like A.J. Jagger, who's been kind of a kid on JV all year, we got him into the varsity lineup. He got two varsity wins. And then someone like Ian Pepple, too, he got two varsity wins as well. So both those kids earned their letter. And like I said, it's that kind of unselfishness for those kids that are varsity wrestlers for those other kids to get those wins.
Being a great teammate is just one aspect of being a Raider here in Raider Nation. But the Raider wrestling team takes it to a whole new level, sacrificing their own matches so teammates that otherwise wouldn't be able to wrestle at the varsity level get a chance to, and even letter because of it. Those selfless acts go well beyond wrestling. Coach Hanneberg agrees.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. I love it too. You know, and the thing is too, we don't really need to ask our varsity kids to kind of give up those spots for the other kids on their team. They're more than willing and ready to kind of sacrifice those wins for the other kids on their team. So we had two kids, kind of, especially Aiden Erickson, who gave up two varsity wins he could have got this weekend for someone else on his team. And he's there. He's cheering on his team the whole time. He's there on the mat, pumping everybody up, talking to them when they come off the mat. So that's just really special to see those kind of kids, especially when it's your first home meet of the year, too, you know. So you want to go out there and get that win, but you're on the sideline pumping up your friends and sacrificing for them. So Aiden was one of our kids that sacrificed those two wins, and another one is our captain, Nolan Myers, and he sacrificed two wins as well for kids on the team to get varsity wins as well. And once again, they're there. They're the first kids to slap hands when the kid comes off the mat, pump them up, and before the match, after the match, and talk the match through with them. So I just love to see it, and it's not something where, like I said, I don't need to ask their permission or anything. They're just more than willing to sacrifice for the team already. So it's really cool to see.
The Raiders scored their biggest win of the season last Thursday, beating Section 3 rival Woodbury 42-33 at St. Thomas Academy. That now puts the Raiders in the driver's seat early for the top seed in the Section 3 bracket.
Yeah, they got a really good team, and they got a handful of probably about six kids on their team that are very good. A couple of those kids are seniors. So we saw them last year, and they're back again this year. I would say there's two matches throughout the duel that really helped us out. So at 152, Aiden Erickson wrestled a really tough senior from the Woodbury. Lost to him last year, ended up beating him 5-1 Thursday, which was just enormous for our team. And the other kid from Woodbury, he's a state qualifier last year too. He's a section champ, actually. So that was a really big win for us. And then at 170, Rico Cooper, who is a sophomore, went out there against a senior from Woodbury who was a state qualifier and hammered him hard. It was 16-9, I think was the final score. So those two wins right there really set the tone for the kind of whole duel, how the whole duel went, and just really helped us push over the edge and beat them. So those are just two enormous matches. But yeah, it's kind of up and down the lineup too. We had kids step up. Once again, we had Blake Beisel, who's always turning us off hot. We have Jack Bainbridge, another young kid who's doing phenomenal this year. And then up top, once again, we have Cameron Olson, who's just staple in our lineup right now. He's able to end the duel the right way. So Yeah, things are going really good right now.
Up next for the Raiders is a trip to former Suburban East Conference rival Forest Lake, another highly ranked team, to take on both Forest Lake and another tough squad in Cambridge Isanti. Plus on Saturday, the Raiders will come back home to host their own meet at the Fieldhouse. Coach Hanneberg on the upcoming schedule.
Yeah, so we go up to Forest Lake on Thursday, and they got a really tough squad. They beat us twice last year, once at the Raider Duels and then at the team state tournament. And a lot of those kids are back on their team this year. I think they're ranked 5th or 6th right now. So they got a really phenomenal lineup. I'm feeling pretty good about the duel, too. And once again, it's a really good test for our team to kind of see where we're at against those state-ranked opponents. That's going to be really cool. And then we also see Cambridge Isanti on Thursday. They're really well-coached and really good wrestlers. So that'll be a really good test for our team. Saturday, then, yeah, we got our second home meet of the year. We're going to see Farmington, who used to be kind of a section rival. But now, yeah, we're going to see them again this year. And they're a very tough team, ranked in the top 10 in the state. Once again, just a great test for our kids. And then we see Egan, who is a section rival, section opponent, too. Really good for our team to kind of see another section opponent. We've already seen Woodbury, obviously, Park, and now we get to see Egan. So it's a really cool way to wrap up Saturday with a section opponent and then, yeah, head into the weekend.
That was head coach Tim Hanneberg of the Hastings Raiders wrestling team, who will be in action next on Thursday at Forest Lake. First matches begin at 5 p.m.